You're just seconds away from a conversation with California Congressman Ro Khanna, who was instrumental in convening some Silicon Valley giants to consider a technology hub in Jefferson, Iowa, population less than 5,000 people. Well, that tech center will hold its open house on Saturday, the 7th of September. We thought it might be a good idea to go back to last year in my conversation with Representative Khanna when all of this was just starting to take shape. This piece was recorded in Jefferson at the launch event. I think you'll find it interesting.
Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, here on News Talk 1540, KXEL. Last evening, I attended an event in central Iowa that will alter how we look at rural America when it comes to jobs, careers, and technology. A week ago, I was contacted by the office of Congressman Ro Khanna, a Democrat, who represents Silicon Valley in California, alerting me to what turned out to be a groundbreaking announcement of creating high technology opportunities for people living in rural Greene County in central Iowa. And we're not talking pipe dreams. The chief information officer for Microsoft was there talking about how, with the help of others such as LinkedIn, who was also there, can help transform rural America into tech hubs for the future. The $1.8 million redesign of some 19th century buildings is already underway, and the center will open their doors in June. Education is being delivered by Iowa Central Community College and Des Moines Area Community College and a host of Silicon Valley giants. And the best news is that this effort can be replicated in any small town in Iowa or really anywhere in the United States. To break this all down, I spoke at some length with Congressman Ro Khanna about the effort and how it all came together. And why?
Well, I'm excited and inspired. Jefferson did an enormous job in creating a partnership with Des Moines Community College and Iowa Central and Pillar Technology to get 25 kids credentialed for the jobs of the future. And what I said is we're going to get tech leaders not just to come here and give some fancy speeches, but to deliver. And so we brought the chief technology officer of Microsoft, the founder of LinkedIn, venture capitalists who are leading in Silicon Valley, and they've come here saying, we're going to hire some of these folks, we're going to provide scholarships for these folks. They've pledged to create venture capital for local Jefferson entrepreneurs. They've pledged to create a whole technology lab. This is the kind of action that we need to help convince people around this country that they're going to have a stake in the future. And frankly, to compete with nations like China. The big people who built America were hungry with ambition and vision. And those generations sacrificed so much. It's our time now to build the future in making sure America continues to lead. And we're only going to do that if we take bold actions like we're seeing here in Jefferson.
One of the things that you said during your address to the people is these are the patriots of America. Explain that.
I believe that as a business leader in this country, you have more of an obligation than just to the shareholders and just to profits. When you look at the great business leaders in America, many of them founded universities. Many of them helped with our war efforts. Many of them helped with creating schools. And I think the challenge for the business leaders today is to make sure that they're seeing and cultivating talent in every community in America. There is so much brilliance in rural America. We know the story of Bob Noyce, who basically is the founder of Silicon Valley in Iowa. How do we make sure that we are cultivating the talent of people in Jefferson and Creston, across Iowa, across the country, so that they are having the jobs of the future and so that they're helping America lead that future?
When we talk about the future of technology in America, are we simply talking about coding, or are we talking about allowing and retraining individuals to utilize the technology that we have today in other areas of manufacturing, perhaps?
Uncle, this is a great question. 60% of all jobs in this country are going to require some ability to operate machines. You want to be an electrician, you have to understand how automated building design systems work. If you want to be a machinist, you have to understand how 3D printing works. If you want to be a reporter, you have to understand how Twitter and Facebook work. What we need to do is understand we're going through a digital revolution, like the Industrial Revolution, and we need to prepare people for the technology skills for all of those jobs and demystify it. It's not complex. You don't have to have 4 years of coding. You don't need calculus. You just need to have a proficiency with understanding robots, machines, how to use them, and I think that's something that we can prepare people for.
How did you talk to the Silicon Valley folks and say, hey, I got this idea, or I need you to partner with me to go to Jefferson, Iowa, in the middle of the flyover state that many people think that we grow not corn necessarily, but that we're into potatoes. How in the world did you get these leaders from Silicon Valley here? What's in it for them?
Well, there's an economic case in it for them. $65,000 is a large salary in Jefferson and Iowa, but they can't hire folks at $65,000 in the Bay Area. And the cost of living here is cheaper. And there's a great talent pool here. So they are expanding their own horizon of getting great employees, and it makes economic sense. But it's beyond that. We are not going to be the world leader as a nation in the 21st century as a divided country. And we don't have a person to waste in this country. We're competing with 1.2 billion people, an authoritarian government that controls huge enterprises in China. And they take data from every citizen there, 1.2 billion in a world of artificial intelligence. That's a big advantage to them. We, of course, believe in freedom and privacy. We don't do that. We don't have an authoritarian government. So how are we going to compete? We've got to cultivate the talent of every community, and we've got a partner. That's how we're going to compete and beat China, and that's also how we're going to bring this country together at a time where we're very divided. And you saw this. You saw people coming from Silicon Valley of different backgrounds and here in Jefferson, and this is the beginning of the types of conversations we need to do to become one nation again and to be the leading nation in the 21st century. So I think people in Silicon Valley, they get it.
Final question for you, Congressman Ro Khanna from Silicon Valley, Congressional District 17, I think, right?
Yeah. Yes, you got it.
I'm trying to remember these things. I'm an old guy. But anyway, speaking of age, one of the things that we're focusing on is bringing new technology, new ideas. Yet, in rural Iowa, for example, there's lots of older people, lots of folks over the age of 50.
Right.
Is this a program that can even assist them in learning new technological advances so that they can be gainfully employed wherever?
Absolutely. We heard in Jefferson that there is manufacturing when it comes to making gymnastics equipment, weight training equipment, when it comes to garbage composting equipment. A lot of that manufacturing is now going to require new technology, so those technology skills can help people employed in manufacturing. Moreover, it doesn't require a lot of complexity if you want to develop some basic technical skills to do data management or to do user design. The interesting thing is with artificial intelligence, a lot of the complex coding you don't even need to do. The computer does it for you. So you just have to have some ability to know some basics. I get that it's not comfortable for everyone. But you know what I know, having talked to people in Jefferson? They're tired of the lies. When politicians stand up there, they know that no one is going to stop the forward march of technology. Who's going to be able to stop that? No one is going to be able to stop Brazil and India and China from rising economically. And people know that. What they want to know is, how do we fit in? Give us some real solutions, not sloganeering. And I think what we've got to do is say, here's what we can do for young people and kids, and for people who are 50 or 55, you can also participate with getting a few credentials in and making sure it's leading to employment.
I lied. I said final question. One final question then. Yeah. When it comes to a community like Jefferson, this whole idea of the forge and training and all of this has got to be played in the local economy as well, because as you bring people from a 30-mile radius here, that means something to Main Street, yes?
Absolutely. There is a statistic that for every tech job created, five more jobs are created. Because if you have people doing software development, they also frequent the restaurants. They also go to the dry cleaner. They also need, unfortunately, in cases, a lawyer. They need an estate planner. They need an accountant. So you have a multiplier effect in these communities. What we have seen is that there have been some communities that have had the benefit of an innovation, a tech economy, and they're doing really well. And there are other communities that have kind of been left out. And I believe that is not a winning recipe for our country. So anyone who cares about this nation will look at what's happening in Jefferson and say, wow, there is so much talent. There's such a great sense of leadership. Why can't we replicate this across America? We would do two things. We'd make sure that we would defeat the Chinese, because a free system properly working will always win. And two, we would unify this country. I mean, think about it. I come from one of the bluest districts. It's just fact. Jefferson, one of the biggest areas that voted for the president. And yet everyone agrees that we need to create tech jobs for the future. And they're talking to each other, and they're partnering with each other. That's what we ought to need more of in this country.
Progress means strange bedfellows sometimes.
Yes, it is. And I love that about it. We've got to, you know, that's, I was at George Herbert Walker Bush's funeral. And what struck me is, and I didn't agree with a number of his things, but what struck me there was a love of country and a sense of America. And somehow we've got to get that back.
Thank you, Congressman Connor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Once again, a stunning development that will reignite rural America, and it's starting right here in Iowa. Once again, that was Congressman Ro Khanna of California, who will be back in Iowa on September 7th for the opening of this Pillar Technology Center in Jefferson, Iowa. You want to hear more about that? We've got links up on our radio blog. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and Representative Khanna, my name's Mike Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.